Another area team that opened up their 2019-20 winter sports season on Monday was the Hastings Raiders boys hockey team. And coming out of a 20-win season 1 year ago, and many of those players coming back for this year, hopes are high for this season. Head coach Adam Welch of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Thursday to look back at the first week so far and to get ready for the first scrimmages and games of the season. Coach Welch on that initial fun during the first week.
You know, the things that you talked about already with that competition part of it and how guys have competed and worked hard. And the pace that we're skating at right now is at a very high level, which is great to see. We're excited to have that pace and try and push the pace throughout the year. But hopefully it's not something, you know, just the tryout part of it, and then we kind of take a step backwards. No, we're going to try and take a step forward from here and just try to play at a faster pace than what we've ever played at before and just go just a little bit harder than what we've ever gone before.
With many of the kids coming out for hockey, either two or three sport athletes, plus maybe skating in a summer or fall league, kids are coming in much better shape than they might have 10 or 20 years ago. That's something Coach Welch could definitely notice during this first week so far.
The old joke is it's called training camp, not come into shape camp. But that, like you said, has changed with the way that the kids work out now, and they've done a great job. And, you know, it's not like we've skated them a lot here in the beginning here. We just, the first couple of days is more of trying to get skill work, small area, physicality kind of things, competing-wise. And then as kind of the week goes on, yesterday was the first day we kind of tried to get them into some real just straight skating and things like that. And then we'll kind of back off a little bit here today. So you kind of go back and forth with it. But, you know, I've had these conversations multiple times with some of, you know, my friends and people around. And it's a different thing nowadays in that you don't necessarily have to skate your kids as much to get them in shape, because there's just everybody's just in a better shape and a better position with everything that's offered with Spark and with the captain's practices and guys just taking care of their bodies and just being more aware of it. You know, we didn't have any of that stuff when we were in high school, of knowing the in-depth things that they do now as far as how they take care of their body. And so our guys do a great job of staying healthy and being ready to go, and until in this first week.
And it's no secret that the Raiders are coming back with a loaded roster after last year's 20-win season. Top-end talent up front, defensemen that can really play the game, and goaltenders that can single-handedly shut any team down, there won't be a whole lot of ways to beat the Raiders this season. Coach Welch on the excitement, knowing he has so many of his boys coming back.
Yeah, no doubt we do, and it is exciting. We'll definitely miss some of those senior guys, you know, but the guys that we have coming back, like you said, are some of our higher-end guys. And, you know, even you get a guy like Leo Otto, who didn't play most of the year last year with an injury, now all of a sudden is coming back as a senior. And, you know, we had some good young guys coming up, too, that are maybe going to fill some roles here. So it's been great looking around and looking at the roster. You know, we've already had discussions this all summer about lines and things like that. It's some fun discussions of trying to fit our guys into the top nine because, I mean, we got... It could be somewhere between 12 to 15 guys that could play in the varsity right now as far as at the forward level. And then we got, like I said, some good young defensemen coming up here and going to compete for some starting positions as well. So it's a fun discussion to have when you have this many guys coming back. And like I said, the pace that we've played at so far this week has been faster than what we've seen in the last few years. And that's been a ton of fun to see, just the jump that guys are having and pushing each other. And I think the kids know, too. I think the kids are excited about it and kind of know we have a chance to do something special. And they're kind of putting that time in right now, putting the work in to have it be special.
The Metro East Conference looks very tough again this year. Except for this season, the Raiders will not be playing North St. Paul because they didn't have enough numbers to field a team in 2019-20. So the Raiders were able to add a couple of extra games against competitive teams. And between the conference and non-conference schedule, the Raiders will be battle-tested once we get to sections. Coach Welch first on the Metro East Conference, led by Hill Murray and St. Thomas Academy.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they're always going to be at the top in Matamidi as well. They're always going to be really tough. And, you know, we had a lot of success last year in the Metro East, and we're hoping to kind of have the same. But we also had some close games going into the third period with a lot of those teams. So it feels like we kind of walked through some teams when we actually didn't, you know, where we had close games going to the third period where we kind of pulled away. And so we're just hoping that when we show up to the rink that we're ready to go, we're going to be worried about us and how we're playing and not necessarily who we're playing. That's going to be kind of our motto this year is worrying about us and what we're doing. And, you know, we have one of the better conferences, in my opinion, with, again, like St. Thomas and Hill Murray and Matamidi and Tartan and all those guys. They're not easy games. And so it's been a great move for us to be there in that conference, to be able to get against some teams like St. Thomas and Hill Murray, and then being able to compete with Sibleys and Simleys and things like that. We've always had really good games with those guys. And so, you know, North St. Paul not being in that conference, we were able to pick up another non-conference game. And so we got to maybe make our schedule schedule a little tougher than it was last year, which is going to be a good thing for us.
Every first Saturday of the season, the Raiders compete in a scrimmage at South St. Paul, and this year will be no different. This time, the Raiders will have just two scrimmages on Saturday as opposed to three. Coach Welch talks about why as we get ready for the regular season.
Yeah, going up to South St. Paul, we're going to have two scrimmages up there. We used to have three scrimmages where we played two other teams in South St. Paul, and last year we just kind of had the discussion. It always felt like we got to the third scrimmage of the day and we're just crossing our fingers nobody gets hurt and we're ready to already leave and things like that. So we talked to them last year about, you know, what if we just don't scrimmage? And so us in South St. Paul aren't going to scrimmage because we already play them twice during the year anyways. And so we're going to go up there and get Waconia and Farmington, you know, who's a section opponent as well. So it'd be great to kind of get some competition early on and get some lines together and see how we kind of gel and mesh and play and get kind of a good feel of how we're going to get the year going here, right? I mean, it's not the end all be all, but it's kind of a good indication of how we're going to start. So we're excited for Saturday to just kind of get after it, like you said, against somebody else. You can compete as much as you want in practice, but as soon as you're going up against another color, it's something that amps up a little bit.
More on the Raiders next week.